And I guess this isn't your first rodeo in the stadium. You've been here before.
I was here in July for the U2 concert. I told people earlier, pretty clear to me, Bono's a Husker fan. But this is a great day. We need more of these first halves like this. It's nice to have a comfortable session with you in the box at halftime.
Yeah, not be scrawling like we have a few times this year. Well, we've talked about some of the university priorities in the past and some initiatives about increasing the college going rate, encouraging student entrepreneurship, the Food for Water Institute. Let's talk about another major focus for the university, and that's in the area of early childhood development and education. Bring us up to date on some of those areas.
Well, you know, as you and I have talked, Greg, there, the university has a number of very high priorities where we've got a lot of focus and energy going into these. We've got a lot of expertise, and we think we can be the best anywhere in these areas. One of them is early childhood, and with a very generous gift from Susie Buffett, we founded the Buffett Early Childhood Institute at the university. Focuses on children, particularly those most vulnerable between the ages of 0 and 8. Helps get those kids who in the most vulnerable position, either because of poverty, parents who don't have an education, speak a different language in the home, a number of factors, but we want them to be at the same level when they get to the public schools in Nebraska and ultimately across the country. You know, the brain develops amazingly quickly at the youngest ages, and if we don't intervene, we end up with kids at age 3 years old who have half the vocabulary of a typical middle-class child. So this is a great thing for a public university. It's a great space for us to be in, and we've got a lot of expertise here.
And I know you've been at it for quite a while and at all four campuses, not just at UNL.
No, it's true. At UNL, we've had the Ruth Staples Laboratory, which has been around for about 80 years, and more recently, Children, Youth, and Family Center at UNL. But also, you know, we've got a lot of work at the Medical Center and Autism Spectrum Disorders and Behavioral Disorders and Pediatric Feeding Disorders. UNO has speech and hearing, and its public policy centers involved in it. And at UNK, they've got a counseling and school psychology program, focuses on infants, and they've established an early childhood degree online. You can get the entire program online. So we've got all four campuses contributing to this university-wide institute.
Folks may have read this week about a groundbreaking you had for the new EduCare Center in Lincoln. Tell us about that and how the Buffett Institute's involved in that.
Well, this is really exciting. Now, the Buffett Early Childhood Fund is working on establishing these EduCare centers around the country. We broke ground for one recently in Washington, D.C. There are two of them in Omaha. This is the first one we've been involved with, and it's in Lincoln, and we hope to do at least two more across the state in partnership with the Buffett Early Childhood Fund. This one's connected with a grade school in Lincoln. It was very exciting. The governor was there, and the Commissioner of Education, and lots of other people, lots of business people there at the groundbreaking earlier this week. We're very excited about it. These are sort of cutting-edge places where students go all day, parents are involved, gets people back on the same, gets them on the same track so that when they enter school, they'll be able to compete.
We're talking with Nebraska President J.B. Milliken here at halftime, and let's talk about some more things that are involved with the Buffett Institute. What are some of the next phases
well,
you'll go to?
We're involved right now in a national search to hire a founding director. Very excited about that. We're working on hiring new faculty to the Institute from across the country. We will be working with people in a kind of distributed way at institutions across the country, much like we do at the Water for Food Institute. So we'll be able to attract many of the best brains, the biggest talents in this area to work with us at the University of Nebraska. You know, going to be a game changer for early childhood in Nebraska. It's a great place for a public university, land-grant university, to be in contributing to the education spectrum from birth on to adulthood and lifelong learning. And I couldn't be more excited about the involvement of the governor and the leadership in the state. We just joined with the governor to file a proposal for a race to the top for early childhood for Nebraska. The business community in the state's involved. There's a business roundtable for early childhood. Jim Krieger from Gallup chairs it. We just had an organizational meeting in Lincoln. I've had them before in Kearney and Omaha. So this is something that it's pretty easy once you understand the science, you understand the economics behind it, for people to get behind it. The biggest payoff in investment is in early childhood. And so we're delighted to be there. We're grateful to the Buffett Foundation for helping us get this established, and we think this is going to be exciting for all of Nebraska.
Well, we thank you for updating us on a very critical area of the university, and go out and have some fun here in the second half.
I'm going to play just as well in the second as I did in the first.
Nebraska President J.B. Milliken, our guest here at the half. 34-0, Nebraska with the lead from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.